offering 27 holes of championship quality golf, plus one of the finest restaurants in all of the Flint Hills. Book your tee times and see the full menu at ColbertHills.com.
And again, Kathy Dawes talking about the McCain Holiday Home Tour with Valerie Kirshner, and she's co-chair of the tour, and Todd Holmberg, McCain Auditorium Director. We did get a phone call, Dave tells us, that somebody wanted to know about whether it was $20 per person or per couple or how that works, Val.
It is $20 per person. And again, if you wait to buy them the day of, then they'll $25 at the door. At our outlets, you have to pay in either cash or check. If you pay at McCain, I believe you can use your credit card if you buy your ticket at McCain.
That is correct. And I think there's an age limit, too, for kids coming into the home tour.
Yes.
Do you want to go over that real
quick?
I don't have that in my head.
Okay.
Yeah, we do have an age limit. I don't think there's anyone under 10 is allowed.
Which makes some sense.
Right.
I could see that. I mean, these are beautiful homes. And yeah.
Right. And no strollers, you know, that kind of thing. We don't want to have to deal with that.
And no photography.
No photography.
Yep,
we don't allow photography. We will have at the White's home, they have a long driveway that's kind of steep and narrow. And so we are going to provide ATA service from the street to their home. So that'll be nice for those people.
And probably
walking.
Handicapped accessibility would be pretty questionable.
Handicapped accessibility, and we have that on our tickets if you want to look at them. Right, most of the homes, now you will still be able to see the main floors on a lot of them, and that would be sufficient enough to buy your ticket for, except for the Keats School, the home of the Smiths out in Keats. That one, as most schools do, have big steps going up into the school. So I think that one might be off limits for total mm-hmm. handicap people.
And another, I think a new thing that we're going to do this year at one of the homes, we're going to feature a scented candle. So somebody can walk away with kind of a souvenir of the home tour, or they can buy, they can buy one for their own home, or they can buy several for presents. And, you know, these home tour tickets, we have a lot of people buying home tour tickets just to give out early mm-hmm. to friends and family as kind of holiday gifts. So, you know, think about that. But as Valerie said, it is 20 per person and $25 at the door. And I'm going to go over the ticket outlets real quick again before we run out of time. Dillon's East and West, Hy-Vee, 1419 Mercantile. Gatherings on Points, the Winged Lion, and Hayden Orthodontics.
Well, and just so much fun. And you know, once again, too, Todd, we briefly talked about the purpose of this. It's every other year, of course, and really how that money is used. And you touched on it briefly, that it isn't what people often think it's for the programs. It's not for that at all. But explain a little more.
Yeah, well, you know, I concentrate on two main things in my job at McCain Auditorium. One, of course, is the McCain Performance Series, and we have a lot of corporate sponsorship for that, and that relies on ticket sales, sponsorships, Friends of McCain money that comes in. But I also focus a lot on just outreach and education, using the arts to make an impact in the community and on campus. So we do that just on several different fronts. One thing we do is McCain Conversations, which is our pre-show lectures. We do that about every other show, so maybe about half of the shows, where I'll have a K-State professor come in and talk about the show or talk about the artists that the patrons are about to see. And when I first started those about 10 years ago, sometimes we would have zero people show up. It was amazing. But I built a program over time, and now we have, you know, 75-100 people show up to those, and we have, you know, regular people coming to that. So that is an expense. We also have something that I call Campus Connections. So that's where I'll bring in artists. For example, several weeks ago, we brought in Parsons Dance Group, and they worked with K-State dancers in a master class setting. I also have something that I call community connections. So the biggest component of that is our free matinee school programs. So we bus in literally thousands of school age children, all the way from, you know, under kindergarten all the way through probably sixth grade. This year we're going to try to bus in some seventh, eighth, and ninth graders. They already saw My Father's Dragon. I think we had 1,000 kids there for, you know, to see a play version of one of the most famous children's books ever written. In January, we're doing Freedom Writers, which is kind of a play combination musical, and they're going to discuss issues about segregation and civil rights and what happened to, you know, the people that were, you know, riding the buses back in those days. We're going to do the full, I think, 3-hour version of Hamlet coming up for junior high and high school students. I mentioned with the Parsons Dance Group, we brought so them wonderful. In for a sensory mm-hmm. friendly show for that was appropriate for kids with special needs. So I mean, I could go on and on and on, but so that's a large part of my job, is to try to really make an impact besides just kind of, you know, what you see at McCain Auditorium as far as seeing shows. We're out there in the region making an impact.
And those young minds, is so important to get the love of arts. And of course, being a singer, I have a sister. Actually, we're going to Swan Lake the end of January. Yeah. She's a retired ballet instructor, and I'm making a sister's night. Both my sisters are going to come and enjoy that with me at McCain. So just so many fun things.
And I don't know if I have time to mention another really quick program that I'm just so excited about.
You have about 2 minutes.
Well, we've tentatively committed to offering financial and logistical support to a military research project. I'm so excited about that. It involves movement arts to help soldiers transition into normal life, civilian life, with renewed optimism and self-belief and resilience. And it will see a group of veterans working with members of Diavolo Dance Theater, a group based out of Los Angeles. In fact, I'm going to Los Angeles in a couple of weeks to preview the project. But they're, like I said, a group based in L.A. They were on America's Got Talent for week after week after week, moving up and up and up. I think they wound up maybe a second place. But we're going to bring Diavolo out here for an extended period of time. They're going to work with soldiers, and they're going to put together a piece that will be presented here in Manhattan at an offsite area. And then the following, so that'll be next year, and then the following year we'll bring in Diavolo for a main stage performance at McCain. So I'm really excited. And all this costs private money. We get no money from the state of Kansas or the university to support these types of outreach and education programs.
Very exciting.
So it really depends on these fundraisers such as the McCain Home Tour.
And real quickly, Val, remind us the tour is December 3rd, and anything else people need to know real quickly.
Just the outlets again, Dillon's East and West, Hayden Orthodontics, Hy-Vee, Gatherings, Winged Lion, and the McCain Box Office.
Again, we've had Valerie Kirshner with us today and Todd Holmberg talking about the McCain Holiday Home Tour.